You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com, where audio files are available for download. You can write to the show by emailing us at info@theenglishexpress.com. If you'd like a full transcript, you'd better get a pen. All aboard the English Express.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us here on the English Express Radio Podcast. Normally, I'm here with Brandon, my co-host, but he is on vacation today out in the mountains of Oregon, having a great time doing some fishing, hanging out with the family. So it's going to be just you and me today, but we're going to still have a great time. I can't remember the last time I actually went on a vacation. I've been able to take trips here and there, but a vacation? Boy, that's been a couple of years. So I pretty much spend all my time working and spending the days with my family. So you're stuck with just me today. In the meantime, I want you to pull out a $20 bill. I have my $20 bill, and I want to show you something that's kind of cool. I saw this the other day, and I thought it was really an interesting situation. With the $20 bills, as you know, they do redesigns. They come out with new bills. People are counterfeiting this stuff year after year. People are counterfeiters. They're figuring out ways to beat the system and get free money. So they have to change the bills a little bit. So on this latest one, this one was redone in 1998. All right, so take your $20 bill so that you're looking at Andrew Jackson on the front. You're staring him in the face. And take it and fold it up so that you can see the bottom of the White House upside down. And I want you to fold it like an airplane, so the edges need to be pointing up so that you have a triangle at the bottom pointing down, and the two, you fold them in towards you. Now, if you'll notice what you see right there in the middle, what's it look like? You can see the World Trade Centers, and the really interesting thing is they've got smoke coming out of the sides, and it corresponds to, on the September 11th terrorist attacks, you know that the one of the towers, the airplane hit higher up, and the other one hit lower. So it really looks like it corresponds to what happened in reality. Now, this came out, as I mentioned, 3 years before the September 11th attack. So, of course, you've got conspiracy theorists who think that the U.S. government hid this sign in there, that this is a message to the people of the world, or, I don't know, some kind of shadowy, powerful organization. And some of these guys even think that the U.S. government had a hand in orchestrating the attacks, and they use this as evidence to that fact, which I hope should tell you how kooky they are. Come on, it's just not part of reality. But some people, they will go to any lengths to believe some crazy things. I actually bring this up for a reason, because the new money, or the $20 bill, is up for a redesign. They're going to change it in about 2020. So 2020, what's that, about 4 years from now. And they're going to replace Andrew Jackson on the cover with Harriet Tubman. So you're not going to be able to do this trick anymore, which is going to be kind of a bummer, because I thought it was a cool trick. You know, I really understand why they do these redesigns with all of the counterfeiters and stuff like that. But do we really need to change our money in such a drastic way? Look, I understand the argument against Andrew Jackson. A lot of people have made note that he was an opponent of the Native Americans. He owned slaves. And as a Native American myself, I'm not a big fan of Andrew Jackson. But to wipe him from the money? It's kind of like sweeping history under the rug. Kind of like if they did a redesign to take away the September 11th trick because it's offensive or something, I feel like it's trying to pretend like it never happened. It's like Germany trying to pretend that World War II never happened.
Besides its beautiful historic architecture, Munich was the home of many great writers, such as Thomas Mann. You'll find more on Germany's contribution to the arts in the pamphlet we have provided.
Yeah, about your pamphlet, I'm not seeing anything about German history between 1939 and 1945. There's just a big gap.
Everyone was on vacation! On your left is Munich's first city hall, erected in 15...
Wait, what are you talking about? Germany invaded Poland in 1939, and...
We were invited! Punch was served! Check was Poland!
Well, you can't just ignore those years. Thomas Mann fled to America because of Nazism's stranglehold on Germany.
Nope. He left to manage a Dairy Queen.
A Dairy Queen? That's preposterous.
I will hear no more insinuations about the German people! Nothing bad happened! Sie werden sich hinsetzen! Sie werden ruhig sein! Sie werden nicht beleidigen Deutschland!
Is that a beer hall?
Oh, yes. Munich is renowned for its historic beer halls.
I just don't think that there's anything wrong with the way we've been doing things so far in history. And if our money isn't broken, why go to all this trouble to fix what doesn't need to be meddled with? I mean, Ronald Reagan's one of my all-time favorite presidents. And as much as I love him, I'd oppose him on the $20 bill too. So I don't know. I don't get it. I do not like the idea of putting Harriet Tubman on her money. We're not going to be able to do any fun tricks anymore. And let's do a health pile.
Captain Staywell, we have a problem.
Every time I cough or sneeze, there are germs that come out of me. There is something I've found, so I don't spread germs all around. Germ attack. I must fight back.
When do you feel the most stressed? Germ attack. Do you feel stressed at the weekend? Usually not. I mean, and this doesn't count for like actual Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays, because a lot of people have different schedules. So this is whatever your days are. So whenever you get off of work, like your last day of work, that's your Friday. And when you get like 2 days off in a row, that's your Saturday and Sunday. Okay. So even if your days off don't actually correspond with the weekend, don't write me angry letters and say, I'm actually stressed on Sunday and Monday because those are my days that I start. Look, whenever your weekend is, that's Saturday, Sunday, okay? So what day of your week are you actually stressed out the most? Well, according to a new survey, no matter where you work or what you do, chances are you feel the most stressed on Tuesdays. And if you want to be even more specific, you get the most stressed at about 11:45 in the morning. That's the word from researchers at Clasado Limited, the United Kingdom company that makes the health supplement Bimuno, which I'm sure they claim helps with stress. A lot of people, you know, what they got, those posters that have the cat, hang in there, or Garfield who says, I hate Mondays. Everybody thinks that people hate Mondays, but in reality, people pretty generally coast through Mondays. They don't actually have any problems. And the reason is because they don't actually do any real work. So they spend the day getting their brain in gear, and it's not until Tuesday that they actually have to buckle down and get some work. 53% of people polled admitted that they don't get much work at all done on Monday, and 10% said that they spend a lot of Monday hanging out on Facebook and Twitter, and Tuesday is when they really get back to work. I hope bosses don't see this, because I got a feeling they're going to cancel the weekend, so that people never have a chance to have any rest. When do you get sleep? Are you getting enough sleep? I know for sure that I'm not getting enough sleep. I think I average six to 7 hours a night. And conventional wisdom has always been that you should get like 8 hours of sleep. I can't remember the last time I got 8 hours of sleep. Well, no. On the weekends, I'll usually sleep in and try to catch up on it, and so I might get 9 or 10. But on a regular basis, it's a dream to get that much. But children are a little bit different. I remember when I was a teenager, when I got home from school, the first thing I did was I went to my room and I took a nap. That might have something to do with the fact that I pretty regularly snuck out of the house about midnight. Didn't get home until 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Still had to wake up at 7 a.m. and go to school because I wasn't getting out of school. I mean, my parents didn't even know I snuck out. Well, actually, they caught me a couple of times. Oh, should I tell the story? Okay, I'll tell you the story. So me and my best friend, Steve, we used to live right around the corner from each other, okay? And we had this plan to sneak out and go meet these girls. But I had to go pick them up. And we went back to my house. I think we were going to get the car. I think we were going to borrow the car. I had the keys. And I noticed that in my room, which was in the front of the house, I could see the light on. And I said, uh-oh, my parents must have realized that I wasn't at home. So I jumped the fence and I went back in there. Sure enough, my parents were waiting for me. And they're like, where were you? What are you doing? I was in trouble. And I assumed that Steve would realize that I was in trouble and just go home, not hang out. But friggin' idiot. And Steve, if you're listening, you know that you made a really dumb move here. He stayed in the front of the house. And so while I was sitting there getting in trouble from my parents at midnight, Steve is waiting in the front, and a neighbor, an across-the-street neighbor from us, noticed this person prowling around, walking in front of the house, and they called the police. So out of nowhere, you hear the police sirens racing down the street, and I go running to the front door, and my parents are like, get back here! Something's going on out there! And of course, I knew exactly what was happening. My idiot friend was getting arrested. And but my parents figured it was a real problem. So they said, quick, get back here. We gotta, get away from the door. Yeah, about probably 3 or 4 minutes later, after you hear the screaming, get down, put your hands on your head, you get a knock on the door. Open it up, and they say, do you know this kid? Because he claims he knows you. And my parents go, yeah, that's Steve. And they go, oh, okay, so you do know this kid. They say, yeah, my son was going to sneak out tonight, and so obviously he was going to go hang out with his friend. And they took him back to his parents' house, and I'm sure he got in trouble. Yeah, we used to do this like 3-4 times a week. So when I got home, I was definitely tired. So when I got home, I took a nap for a couple of hours. Yeah, kids, don't sneak out. It's a really bad idea. Go out after school when you've done your homework and go to bed at a normal time. Anyway, infants. We're talking 4 months to 12 months. You know, younger infants, they don't include in this study because they've got just this crazy range of normal sleep patterns. So they start at 4 months and go to 1 year. Those guys, those children, including naps, should be getting about 12 hours to 16 hours, give or take, in order to be healthy. Once they reach 1 year in their second year, 1 year to 2 years, they should be getting 11 to 14 hours of sleep. So basically, as they get older, they don't need to sleep quite as much. Between 3 and 5 years, they're getting 10 to 13 hours. Yeah, I wish my son was getting this much. I think he wakes up at 7 a.m., tries to go to bed at 10. You know, five-year-olds, they're always trying to stay up later than they should. From 6 years to 12 years, they should be sleeping 9 to 12 hours. 12 hours, those are the lazy kids. And, of course, teenage years, 13 to 18 years old, 8 to 10 hours. I guess that's why when you're a teenager, they're always sleeping in. I always thought it's because they're lazy, because they don't want to get up and actually do something productive, so they prefer to just kick back and relax. Meanwhile, if you're not getting enough sleep, you have increased risk for obesity, diabetes, accidents, depression, and in teens, suicide attempts and self-harm. So, but you know what though? I don't get that, because depressed kids sleep more. Anytime I was depressed, sleep was the only thing I ever wanted to do. So I don't know. So if you're depressed, if you sleep less, you get depressed. But if you're depressed, you sleep more. Well, of course, I never did try to commit suicide, so maybe sleeping extra helped with that. Anyway, well, we're going to continue with the health pile. I do need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on the English Express Radio Podcast.
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? Because they're really good at it.
All aboard the English Express.
Hi, this is Curtis Stone. Now, I've cooked a lot of food in my day. Steaks, salads, pasta, seafood, chicken, soup, sandwiches. I mean, you name it, and I've prepared it thousands of times. But even I can't cook enough to feed all of the 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger. That's one out of every five children. Now, luckily, there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last one of those hungry kids. The only problem is getting it to them. That's where the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks comes in. They gather up surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. We call them food angels, and you can be a food angel too. Come on, earn your wins by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In English, a double negative forms a positive. In some languages, though, such as Russian, a double negative is still a negative. But there is no language where a double positive can form a negative. Yeah, right. You're listening to the English Express radio podcast.
Welcome back to the English Express radio podcast. I'm your host, Cliff. Brandon, of course, still on vacation. What a freaking loser. How am I doing, though? You know, I used to actually do a radio show all by myself. I did a morning program. It was a lot easier because I didn't have to fill this much time. I think I did, because it was a music station. I worked, it was KNFT down in Silver City, New Mexico. I think I might have had at least 10 listeners. But I did the show all by myself, all morning long. But you only have to do the great thing about morning radio on a music station, you only have to fill maybe 3 or 4 minutes, and then you can go to your breaks, you play music, and then you do like one or two news stories, and you've always got like some place to go. So this is my first time in a long time doing it on my own, because usually you got Brandon, and hopefully I'm doing a good job. Anyway, if you've got some comments, email us info@theenglishexpress.com. Make sure you go ahead and visit our website, theenglishexpress.com. You can find us on iTunes. I forgot to mention this at the beginning. Just go to the iTunes store, and you search The English Express radio podcast. You're going to find us. Go ahead and subscribe, and that way you'll get our podcast automatically every time you visit. It'll download it for you, and you know you want to listen every week. You can't live without our show. So make sure you download us and send in your comments. Actually, I might do a listener mail next week. I do have a few from you guys. So have you ever watched those commercials where they have the side effects, where they tell you all about, like, you know, this great medication, it's going to do all of this awesome stuff, but the side effects really, really suck?
I'm taking an antidepressant, but it feels like I need some more help.
Abilify is approved to treat depression in adults when added to an antidepressant. Learn more about Abilify. Call your doctor if your depression worsens or you have unusual changes in mood, behavior, or thoughts of suicide. Antidepressants can increase these in children, teens, and young adults. Elderly dementia patients taking Abilify have an increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor if you have high fever, stiff muscles, and confusion on Abilify, as these may be signs of a life-threatening reaction. Or uncontrollable muscle movements, as these could become permanent. High blood sugar has been reported with Abilify and medicines like it. In some cases, extreme high blood sugar can lead to coma or death. Other risks include dizziness upon standing, decreases in white blood cells, which can be serious, seizures, impaired judgment or motor skills, or trouble swallowing.
Adding Abilify has made a difference for me.
Talk to your doctor about the risks and benefits of adding Abilify. Visit AbilifyTreatment.com.
Oh yeah, I'll bet Abilify has made a difference in your life. Did you catch those side effects? So, I saw this on television the other day. It is designed for people who are depressed. Remember we were talking about people who don't get enough sleep and it makes you depressed. So they go and they take these drugs that will kind of help you not be depressed anymore. But you need to be watching out for the depression getting worse. That's the very first side effect. Unusual changes in mood, behavior, or thoughts of suicide, which I'm pretty sure that's one of the problems with depression. So I'm not quite sure how this is helping you. This, of course, is worse in children or young adults, also known as the group most affected by depression. Elderly patients could die, so not helping them. You could get high fever, stiff muscles, or be confused. These are signs of a life-threatening reaction. So if you're not depressed more than you were before, you're not attempting suicide, it could just outright kill you. You could start getting uncontrollable permanent muscle movements. That's like those twitches that never go away even when you get off the medication. You could have high blood sugar, which leads to coma or death, dizziness upon standing, losing your white blood cells, seizures, impaired judgment, which I read about this. Impaired judgment is compulsive gambling. Which, by the way, I'm sure after you've gone and lost your life savings, that's going to help with your depression a whole lot when you have to go home and tell your wife or husband that you lost Junior's college fund because you're taking Abilify, your judgment was impaired, and you went to hit the blackjack tables. Impaired motor skills, including, and I love this one, an inability to swallow. Yeah, adding Abilify definitely makes a difference for you in your life. I mean, this list is like the scariest thing I've ever heard. This sounds like a horror movie. If you guys have taken prescription drugs, I'm not a big drug taker. I haven't had a lot of problems in my life. But what is the worst side effect that you've ever experienced from a prescription medication? I bring this up because I knew somebody in high school. She was taking this medication. I don't even know what it was, but it turned her into like a rageaholic. And she's like smashing phones and going nuts. I don't know, man. If something's like this is happening to you, stop taking the medication. I mean, seriously. If you have any comments, as I mentioned before, info@theenglishexpress.com. What do you do in the morning before 8 a.m.? I don't know about you, but I start work at 7, which means I usually wake up about 6:40 and get dressed really quick and I race into work, usually barely beat the clock. I just have never understood these people. Whatever time they have to be at work, let's say it's 7 o'clock, they show up at 6. Our head housekeeper's like this. She shows up an hour before she needs to, is like doing work off the clock, and then clocks in when she's supposed to. That's what she does. She wants to be productive. So we've got this study that came out that tells us about things that insanely productive and healthy people do before 8 a.m. Oh, a lot of these guys, you know them, they're like gym rats. They'll show up at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. or they're trainers. And what they accomplish before 8 in the morning is just magic. They take clients. They teach classes bright and early. A lot of them start before the sun even comes up. And I'm still sleeping. I can't do it. But they're more productive than I am. And I say, take it. But one of the things that they do is hydrate with water immediately. Like right away. They start drinking water. The study says drinking water is the first thing on their healthy morning routines. Kelvin Gary says, I usually drink 2 tall glasses of water to rehydrate me from the night before and get my metabolism going. Staying hydrated, of course, is important to help keep your metabolism in tip-top shape, no matter how you're drinking it. Plus, if you're trying to get a workout, you know, if you're headed to the gym first thing in the morning, staying hydrated is going to help you power through your those classes. I have never made it to the, I have taken the classes before, but I never do those ones that start crazy early in the morning. I cannot get up that early, but I wonder how many people show up to those. I don't know if I'll ever find out because I doubt I'm going to show up at 5 a.m. They also say that a great thing to do is to get one of those foam rolls, you roll them out, and you stretch. When your mind is awake, but your muscles are still tired, which is, yeah, I think that's kind of all of us, stretch. You know, I mentioned Steve in the last article. He's in the military. And you know, they wake those guys up early in the morning and they start doing exercises. And he tells me that the thing I need to do is just do 10 push-ups. You know, any kind of physical activity gets all the tightness out of your muscles after a long night of sleep. So if you don't have one of those foam rollers, just some stretching gives your body a wake-up call. Enjoy a cup of coffee. Even morning people need a little kick to their day. I'm not a big fan of coffee, but the trainers, they say they love it. They use like organic milk in the coffee, no sugars, no creamers. They just the caffeine kick. They also eat a healthy breakfast. I usually get yogurt, but you know, anything, get some food in your stomach that's going to help out. Jackie Dragone, director of Flex Studios, says, my breakfast contains proteins, complex carbs, and healthy fat, and it ensures that she has the energy to start the day. The last one, make time for reflection, to think. It's one of the great things about waking up early, that you can relax, read something, make sure your mind is clear and focused. As a trainer, a lot of these guys are very tied to energy. And so they have to bring the energy to the classes. And if they don't have the opportunity to sit and get in the right headspace, they're not going to be able to get you in the right headspace. So if you want to kind of catch that productivity, we can take a lesson from these guys. I'm probably not going to be doing that because I've got better things to do, like sleep. But if you are interested in improving your life, that's a great way to go. All right, that's our show for today. Thanks for joining us this week. Email info@theenglishexpress.com with your listener mails. We'll be back next week with more stimulating talk radio. Available for download from the iTunes store. Go ahead and search us, download us, and enjoy. Tell your friends. Definitely tell your friends. I just love it when you listen. Well, anyway, see you guys next week. Brian will be back the week after.
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? Because they're really good at it. All aboard the English Express.
James Hall will battle wildfires around the country in hopes of containing them. But firefighters can't do it alone.